Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for downloading this. And as always, my sincere thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. Check out the link below, folks. We all need to support each other. I wonder what you made of the news that a bunch of former diplomats are leading a call to replace what they call the elitist department of the Foreign Office. Did you see that? They say that the Foreign Office should be abolished and replaced by a new Department for International Affairs with, quote, fewer colonial era pictures on the wall. Oh, right. They say that the Foreign Office is elitist, rooted in the past, and struggling to deliver a clear mandate. Oh, really? Oh, God. So this is a weird one because I despise the Foreign Office, right? The Foreign Office is a bunch of vipers. But this is a case where even more vipers have come out and said, we don't like the bunch of vipers that are in it. We want to call it something else. And we got to super duper remove all those horrible colonial era imagery within it. Look, here's the thing. The Foreign Office itself is clearly anti-British these days, and it has been now for more than a few decades. And does it do a good job? No, it doesn't really do a good job at all. Most people should be sacked within it. I'm not even sure that we need it at all. We certainly, though, do not need to erase our past. This whole issue of the colonial era, right? The fact of the matter is that this small country, the United Kingdom, did govern about a quarter of the landmass of this planet in the last, 150 years ago, whatever, back in the days of empire. And you can say what you want and you can bitch and whine about empire, but it was a fact that it happened. Do you know what I mean? It actually happened. Did it do some good? Probably. Did it do some bad? Yes. But then every empire always has. Every empire always has. But this notion that we need to erase that past, which is what this bunch of former so-called diplomats and officials are at, there's a different thing. They're wanting to erase our history. And of course, this is what they've been very keen on doing across the spectrum, really, in recent times. Apparently, Brits must not be proud of British history. And, you know, I think we should learn from British history. I mean, I'm not gung-ho about our history, to be quite honest, anymore, because I'm down the rabbit holes. But by the same token, that could be said of every country. So let's not get too sort of precious about it, and let's not beat ourselves up too much. And furthermore, what these people are looking at, get this, they say the department that they want to put in place could promote our prosperity and security by better coordinating strategy on trade and aid, development and climate change. Oh, do sod off. So, I mean, you see where this is coming. I mean, and this obviously, I assume this is all like Soros, World Economic Forum type narrative behind this. They want to increase the spending on what they would see as this new, exciting, non-colonial international affairs, which is in itself an oxymoron, you know. I think it is correct that Britain does have something to deal with affairs outside of the United Kingdom. I think that should be anchored into our past and our present and our future. I think those things are reasonable things that I'm saying. I don't think that just trying to erase the imagery of the past is appropriate. I mean, for example, the main Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office in London houses a statue of British adventurer Robert Clive, who, of course, engineered British rule in India. Now, I know a lot of my Indian friends aren't happy about that, and I understand that, but it happened. Do you know what I mean? It happened. And you can argue to your blue in the face, the pluses and the minuses. All I would say to you is that it happened, and it's appropriate that a statue was put up to this guy. And yes, maybe he was serving other nefarious purposes. I also understand that. But, you know, you can't just strip away everything because some woke former diplomat is more concerned about climate change than doing what's right for the British people. So I just feel that this is another assault on our country from within. And as I say, I do feel that the Foreign Office has been, and fellow people here in Northern Ireland will know exactly what I'm saying when we've said for decades it's a nest of vipers in the Foreign Office. Very anti the interests of Northern Ireland unionists, for example. Very anti them. Very pro-Irish Republicans. But ultimately, very pro the enemies of Britain. That's what the Foreign Office is at the moment. So this bunch of woke former diplomats think, oh no, it's too tough. We need something a lot weaker, something much more outward facing and focused on the big issues such as climate change. So yeah, so I hope this is completely ignored and laughed at. It probably won't be, because when Labour get in, they share these same values. You know, it's very important we remove our past. And they do that strategically, because obviously a nation without a past is very manipulated in the future. Thanks for listening.